Well, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters on a absolutely torrential Sunday morning. I know that if you're listening right now and you're in the car, you're wet because you could not avoid the rain getting to your car. Pretty brutal Sunday morning when it comes to weather. It looks like it's going to clear out at least by this afternoon, at least hopefully. So I figured people would be tuning in to Money Matters because we had a rough week in the market. Down about 1,000 points. 1,000 points in the down 1 week. Most of that really in just the last 2 days. And that'll get your attention. And I know it's getting a lot of people's attention. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning in late August here. And we're talking, even in this torrential rain, on the 22nd of August. And we need to talk about what's happening in the world right now. So the world and the markets are anything but steady. They're anything from flat. And we have a show today. Ryan Ely and I are here this morning. We have a show today that will put everything that's happening right now into perspective. And I want to help you figure out what to do next, because I know that's the question that you're thinking of right now in your head. And this is a dangerous time. It's a dangerous time for investors. And I'm not talking just about the Dow down 1,800 points since May, because that's, by the way, that's how much we've fallen. 1,000 points, that was just this week. But we're down 1,800 points since May. And by the way, now that sounds pretty grave, particularly for all of us that remember not so long ago the Dow was at about 6,500. So 1,800 points is a gigantic number if we look back at 6,500, but it's not as bad when you're coming from a level of 18,300. So the math works out pretty simply. The Dow's down 10%. My question to you, well, first of all, again, what I'm going to talk about today, it's not necessarily just that the Dow's down, and that's not just the dangerous thing for investors. What's so dangerous is this is where I see over and over again so many really costly mistakes happen. This is the time when it starts to happen and unravel for people. So my question to you is that, are you going to be in that camp? Are you about to mess this whole thing up? Are you about to do all the things that you shouldn't be doing, you should not be doing right now? And none of the things that you should be doing right now. And I'm asking you, are you prepared for the kind of market that we're in right now? Are you ready for it? Are you prepared for it? And if not, I can tell you, you're in big trouble. I've been doing this for the better part of 18 years, and I've messed investing up plenty. I've seen a lot of people mess up pretty significant actions, let's say, in the market. And I've seen massive mistakes, and they've happened over and over and over again. And I just want to make sure that you're not about to dig yourself into a massive hole that you can't get out of, because this is when it happens. And this is what I mean. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down, okay, you can slice this a lot of ways, but 800 points in the last 2 days, Thursday, Friday. S&P 500 is now down 7.5%. since its high in mid-May. So 7.5%, Dow's down a full 10. That is a correction for the Dow. We're not quite there yet on the S&P 500. But if you're a 100% investor, you are feeling, or let's say 100% stock investor, most of you listening today or us here together collectively, we're investors, or else we're not listening to Money Matters. But if you're 100% stock investor, you're feeling a tremendous amount of pain right now. And if you're an investor that doesn't really know where you're invested or why you're invested in certain areas or how you're invested in those areas, then you're going to get even more frustrated, and you're going to get very nervous, and you're going to get even more scared about the environment that we're in right now. China is clearly slowing down. I've talked about the Chinese stock market bubble over and over and over again for the past year, and the bubble's popped. And the Shanghai's lost over a third of its value. Yet, I see the Matthews China Fund over and over and over again in people's portfolio. I see the Fidelity China Fund over and over and over again. There are billions and billions of dollars in these funds. They're pervasive. yet we've seen a market that had an absolute bubble, and we're seeing an absolute crash, and that's the Chinese stock market. And I say this because I sit down and meet with lots of families that they'll bring their statements, and they show me, and we go over what they have at various investment companies around the world. And I see some of these same funds over and over again. Matthews China, Fidelity China, over and over again. Then there's so many folks that are so they're petrified anytime we have a market sell off at all. 1%. Oh, I'm petrified. 2%. And people are ready to jump on to something new. Well, wait a minute. We're down 1 or 2% here. Isn't it time to do something new? And now stocks are down 10 or down 7% on the S&P, 10% for the Dow. A lot of the blue chip stocks in the Dow down 15% and some over 20%. And now investors, maybe this is you, maybe this isn't, are running for the exits. That's what's happening right now. I know this for a fact. When are we supposed to add to stocks? When are we supposed to add to stock positions? When they're down. As long as they're good companies. And when are we not supposed to be selling good companies? Well, when they're down, like they are right now. But that's exactly what is happening. And that's what investors are doing. Well, and maybe it's not the individual investor. So maybe I'm preaching to the choir here. You know, maybe it is the fault of the high frequency robo traders that are doing all this. Maybe it's the HFT robos that have been selling dramatically, and then they're the very first algorithmic programs that are gonna be buying with two fists the minute the market starts to turn around, or there's any glimmer of hope again, and wham, the market's back up 1,000 points over the course of a couple weeks. I know that corrections are not easy to live through. They're just not easy to live through. Up markets feel a lot better. They feel better than down markets. But you've got to be in a position where you have confidence in what you're doing, no matter what this market is doing, or else you shouldn't be invested in anything to begin with. And I've had a lot of calls over the last couple months here where callers are saying, hey, I want to get 3 or 4%. I just want zero risk. And I want to do something just above a money market, but basically the safety of a money market. And we can't, as simple as that might sound, as easy as we can just throw that out verbally, it's not necessarily that easy to do in the real world. So for some people in that case, money market really is okay. Right now, national and it's completely stable, and you're not going to ever lose any money, at least on the surface, right away. The national average for money market right now, something like 0.09, almost a 0.1%. If you have money market right now, and you have $500,000 sitting in money market, it's going to pay you about $450 a year. For $500,000, that's $37 a month. So on $500,000, and that's ridiculous. We have this psychological vice grip that slowly is crushing investors. And that is investors that really want stability. They want the stability of $37 a month and the principal that's completely safe, but also want 5 or 6% or 7% growth over time. And they don't want to miss out on the stock market when it does go up, or what goes in the other direction that went this week, which is up. Do you really think you can have both? The answer, of course, is no way. You know that. Deep, deep down, you know that. You think about this for a minute. You really already know that. So now, after a week like this, in the last really 6 weeks, we've got or 2 months, we've got to brush ourselves off. We've got to stand up and realize that there's some middle ground. And there really is some solution to get you to a point of at least relative stability. And what's the solution here? And you know the solution. I mean, you know that it's some sort of balance. But how does the balance really work? Let me give you a couple examples here. And I have three things that you're going to want to take away from today's show. Really two different lists of three things that you're going to want to take away from this show today. Number one, you know that diversification over time, it just plain works. It doesn't prevent all pain, though. That's the problem that I think most people don't quite understand. Or you forget when markets do really well. Diversification just works, but it doesn't prevent all pain. It's not, it's kind of like Kevlar. Kevlar is going to stop a bullet. Directly, you get a Kevlar vest on, you get shot, it'll stop a bullet. It doesn't mean that it still doesn't hurt, though. Bonds were your Kevlar this week. LQD up was 0.5%. BND, Vanguard Total Bond, up almost 0.75%. BIV, almost a full 1%. Utilities were down, but only down about 1%. Southern Company down about 1% of the week, relative versus 6% for the rest of the market. So if you have a 40% stock portfolio and a 60% bond portfolio, that's a balance. Let's start there. Even in what was a really brutal week, you're only down about 1.9%. You're bruised. I know you're bruised. It still hurts a little bit, but you're alive to fight another day. Number two is that corrections are temporary. They come and they go, and they're painful when they're here, but they're very temporary. I want to give you some statistics about why they're temporary, historically, how long it takes to make up for the environment that we're in right now. How long does it take for stocks to go back up? So if you're not already doing all this, this stuff that I'm talking about today, and you want to talk about this, you know you can email me. I'm responsive on email. Money Matters team, we're responsive. We'll get back to you in 24, 48 hours with a phone call or another email and talk this through if you feel as though you just don't have it together and you're not doing the things I'm talking about today. And you can just email me, radio@yourwealth.com, radio@yourwealth.com, or go to my website, wesmoss.com, contact button in the left corner. I will continue this. Corrections are temporary. We're going to talk about why long-term income wins by far. And we're going to do that straight ahead right here on a rainy Sunday morning for Money Matters on WSB.
Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Dark, rainy for a lot of you out there. As I will look at the storm tracker radar, there's a lot of green and there's a lot of yellow and red. So it looks like Griffin and LaGrange is getting hit pretty hard with pretty serious rain. But anyway, you're in the car or you're not headed to play golf on this Sunday morning or if you're anywhere near the radar map that I'm looking at. So you're here to talk about money and figure, put into perspective what's happened this week. Dow was down to almost 800, or really over 800 points just in 2 days, Thursday, Friday. That gets anyone's attention. These corrections are never fun. It's much easier and less psychologically taxing when the market's just steadily going up or flat for a while. And that's not the case anymore. We had, we topped out on May 20th, 21st, at about 18,300 on the Dow. Today, we've lost about 1,800 of those points. 1,000 of them came this week. So it gets your attention as a stock investor. And we know corrections come, but when they do come, every single time it's for something slightly different. There's never the exact same thing. That's why it's always scary. It's never not scary. And that's the position that we find ourselves in today. What do you do to get through this? Because we don't want to sit money in a money market forever. You know that it'll dwindle away. $500,000 today, and the average money market in America pays you $37 a month. That's it. It doesn't do anything. So if you're going to be an investor, you've got to figure out a way, some middle ground between a money market that does nothing and something too aggressive that you cannot handle psychologically, because we have weeks like this, the past week, and you freak out and you want to go back to that money market. And then you end up in this virtuous cycle where you end up making mistake after mistake, and then you dig a hole when you're already in a hole and it gets to be a disaster. And that in real life, that's what happens to most investors. It's the psychological spin zone that you end up averaging 2% a year. You've seen the Dow bar. I've talked about the Dow bar study hundreds of times. The average investor ends up making 2 or 3%, where the averages might be 8 or 9% per year. It's because of bad timing, and it's because of this emotional pendulum that you get trapped in. So of course, number one, the first thing we know we all have to do this. We've talked about it 1,000 times. You know it, but you've got to be reminded. Diversification is the number one thing you have to start doing because it just works. It doesn't get rid of all pain. it softens the blow, a blow like this week for stocks. We had plenty of areas that were up this week. Bonds were up. Utilities were only down 1% in an otherwise very, very difficult week. So a diversified portfolio was probably only down 1.5% to 2.5%, not 6%. So diversification is like Kevlar. It'll stop a bullet, but it doesn't mean you're still not going to be hurt. Or you're going to be bruised, but you're available or you're alive to fight another day. Corrections. Let's talk through these statistics. There have been a full 14 corrections in the 10 to 20% range. So you've got to get to a full 10 on the S&P 500 to count as a correction. And then you get to over 20, that gets into another category called a bear market, but we're not even at 10% yet on the S&P 500, down 7.5. So here's where we stand. If you just look historically, 14 times since 1965, that's happened. There have been another 11 corrections of more than 20%. How long does it take to fight back to even on average? For the 10+% correction, so the 10 to 20 range, it takes about 4 months, historically. About 4 months, that's it. If you look at the full 20% bear market declines, on average, it takes 24 months. So markets get hit all of the time. It happens over and over and over again. Every time it's for a slightly different reason, just like this time. So if you count that up, that's 25 times of 10+% corrections collectively. The 14, 10 to 20s, and the 11 times that were more, the market fell more than 20. That's 25 times in 50 years. That means we get a correction on average every other year. That's simple. But it hurts a little bit every single time because it's always different. You're always worried, hey, is this the big next one? Are we going into another 2008 or 9? And if you look at the economic data, which are the real DNA right now, the living, breathing state of the economy, that's not happening right now. We are not going into an 08 and an 09. That is not in the cards right now. As soon as it gets to be in the cards, I will let you know. But right now, it's not. Historical market data going back to 1928, so not just 1965, let's go all the way back to before the Great Depression. You can get an average timeline for these corrections. On average, stock market corrects 5% every 10 weeks, 10% every 33 weeks, and 20%, that's the bear markets, every, call it 2.5 years. So we're still not even there yet. We're still not even at the full 10% correction zone for the S&P 500. Could we get there this coming week? Sure, we could. But we have gone 46 months without that happening. So to some extent, if you want to just say, look, we're due. I've talked about corrections over and over again. This is the third longest period of time in history that we haven't had a full 10%er. Market has not seen a full 10% correction in 46 months. That's the third longest in history. In other words, we're due. And we're pretty darn close right now. Dow's already there, down 10%. S&P 500 is really historically what you have to measure because it's a much broader index, more representative of the overall stock market, and that's down 7.5%. Number three on my list today, long-term income investing. It wins by far over time. People don't get wealthy just sitting in cash. I've gave you my example. $500,000 pays you $37 a month invested in money market right now. People don't live out retirement. You're globetrotting or just even having any sort of retirement dream sitting around in cash. Your money's going to dwindle without any doubt if it just sits there for 10 and 20 and 30 years. On the other hand, if you have patience and you have perseverance and you have confidence to stick to the strategy that you put in place and you know that it's a solid strategy, and let's call that income investing in high quality stocks and high quality bonds, and you can do this through ETFs. And if you do your planning right, you will not run out of money. It just won't happen. So you need to get on the right track so that you can live with the way you're invested. That's the key here, is you can handle it psychologically. And for everybody, that balance is going to be different. Every family, every individual is going to have some sort of uniqueness to how they're invested to make them feel comfortable. You've got to have that same sort of comfort level, or else you're going to get thrown out of the boat over and over again. I personally, today, even in the roller coaster environment that we've been in recently, I feel very good about the stocks that I own. And that's regardless, it's not my age. Whether if I were 25, wouldn't that be nice? I would still feel great about the stocks that I own. If I was 85, if I was 100, I'd still be comfortable owning the stocks that I own today. Southern Company, 5% dividend, not going anywhere. Procter & Gamble, now paying 3.7% per year. It's down a bunch, a Dow component. I bought more of it on Friday. Lockheed Martin yields now almost 3% a year. General Mills, over 3% now. Eaton, almost 4%. So these are all high quality companies with very strong dividends that aren't going away. They're not going away anytime soon. Bonds, almost 3.5% for high quality corporate bonds, LQD. Vanguard Total Bond, mostly government bonds and a little bit of corporate. It's yielding about 2.4%. Even high yield bonds held up really well this week, and they're still yielding. HYG, the ETF for high yield bonds, is still yielding 5.5% annually. But here's what's funny about yield. It takes a full year to experience that whole 5.5%. So you get this trickle of income that's slowly spread out over 12 months. But then you can get weeks where these same components are up 5% or down 5% in any given week. So you have this tremendous choppiness in price. But if you look over time, a full year, you have this 5% buffer if you're getting a 5% yield. And that again is part of the dichotomy of what makes this so difficult. Hey, I have this yield. It's a nice 4 or 5%, but it takes the whole year to get there, where the underlying components can bounce up and down that same amount, 2, 3, 4, 5%, 6% like this week in a given week. So you juxtapose those two areas, the value relative to the income, and they have a very different timeline on how you receive it. And that's part of what makes all of this difficult. Nobody said it was easy. So anything oil related, let's talk about MLPs for a second, Master Limited Partnership Pipeline Companies. That's been painful too. But you've got to look at top MLP midstream companies, so energy transportation pipeline companies that have great balance sheets. That's very different than owning a driller or some sort of heavily leveraged oil company that has to pull oil out of the ground in order to make payroll. So the drillers and some of these oil companies are down tremendously because their business model is completely focused on the price of crude, whereas MLP companies, they don't care nearly as much. So you get these drillers that are down 60, 70%, but just the fact of oil prices going down, you've got MLP companies that are down in sympathy because they're in the oil space, because they're tangential to oil. And now AMJ, which is another ETF I've talked about for years, it's a major pipeline company ETF, really an ETN, now yields over 6% because MLP prices are down in sympathy with oil prices. Now, where do I take comfort in all of this? The combination, the key is putting all this together. It's the combination of all these areas at work together. So diversification at work in concert with income investing through dividends and interest and distributions with good, high-quality companies, whether you own them individually or in an ETF, either is fine. And knowing that you have a plan, you have to know that you have a strategy that works over time. And if you don't have one, or you don't understand the plan that you have, it's time to get one or get a new one. That's why I don't get bothered when we have weeks like this and months like this and years like this, like we've had the last few. I'm okay with it. It's the pain that I know we have to go through to be successful at it. It's like running. Nobody said it's easy. It's not, because it's not. But you know that you'll feel great once you've hit mile 26. and you hit the yellow finish line, and you've accomplished something because it's taken a long time. That's how investing is. So I'm obviously, we're here to help. You know where to find me. You can email me in the Money Matters team, radio@yourwealth.com, radio@yourwealth.com, or you can go to westmoss.com. You can contact button on the left-hand side. Those emails come straight to me, and I'm happy to sit down and help review. And if you're not already on the right track, try to help you get on the right track and find something, the right balance, the right amount of solid ground so that you can feel comfortable despite what's happening in the market because you have a structured plan and a blueprint of where you're headed. Straight ahead, more Money Matters right here on WSB.
Here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a rainy Sunday morning. 404-872-0750. I have been talking so much this morning. I haven't even given out the phone number because I'm here to address what's happening in the market and try to get you on the right path to feeling okay about the environment that we're in because it's a choppy one and it's never that easy. Corrections just hurt every time they come. And investors, if you're invested in markets, you know exactly what I'm talking about. After a week and 2 days, we have Dow down 1,000 points, really. And well, for the week, and 800 points in 2 days. John joins us on the line. John, welcome to Money Matters. What's going on this rainy morning? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Friday was a pretty rough day. Had some decisions to make. First of all, you know, if I may give you a little perspective, I'm 63 and a half years old. I've made a commitment to myself that I'm not going to work the rest of my life in order to try and stay ahead of the curve here with money. I've been through I don't know how many corrections in my life, Wes, and every time, because I'm basically tied to a 401k, that's how I invest, that's how I save for tax purposes as well as investment. Fact of the matter is on Friday, I pulled the trigger and I dumped out for a number of reasons I just don't want to get into because it could be speculative from my opinion as to where this economy is going right now, but nonetheless where the global economy is going. But I've sat out every other correction in my life, and it takes a lot more. It's always taken a lot more than 4 months to get it back. I mean, if we're just talking about a basic 10% correction, that's one thing. But a lot of our corrections since I started investing at the age of 25 in a 401k.
Or the big 20%ers. Well, listen, John, I want you to hang on a second. I think what John's asking about here applies to so many of us listening today. So, John, I want to ask you to hold on for just a couple more minutes. We'll bring it back here. You are listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, right here on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.